We are on Simin Membeis. We're at the end of Simin Membeis. And let us just start from the Gemara on Simin Membeis, Sif Gimel. I'd like to mention two akedamis. Perhaps many of these halachas we will be learning seem not to be negeya us, but we will see two halachas, one in Sif Membeis, Simin Membeis, and one in Simin Mem Gimel, which is Moiradik Negeya, which is Moiradik Echidushim. So we have to learn these halachas and we'll see things which are Moiradik Negeya. Now let us just, we're on Simin Membeis, in Sif Gimel, the Ramah starts, we had learned part of the Ramah. So let's just see, Uklav Amud, in the middle of Sif Gimel, it says like this, Uklav Amud L'shem Tfilin. That means a person made a klav, he was ma'abed the klav, that means it's a process of ibud oirish that you make from a skin, you make it into a klav. Also, lichtayv olav divrei chayl. So one is not permitted to write divrei chol samazay dvorim. So that means a hazmone leguf hakdusha. If someone had prepared something, but not only prepared, he had made it for guf hakdusha. He made this l'shem klaf. So then afilu. By all of the things we said, there are two factors to make it also. You need hazmona l'shem kedusha and tzolboy, and it was used once l'shem kedusha. But if you have a klav that was mubed for the gufa kedusha, that means we're talking about a person that had a scarf and he decided to use the scarf to wrap his tefillin in. So then the scarf will not become osa unless he put the tefillin in the scarf. He wrapped the scarf over the tefillin. But gufa kedusha, that's called tashmisha kedusha. The scarf is being used to wrap around the tefillin. But if a person has a klaf, that he made this klaf l'shem tefillin, and the klaf is gufa kedusha, because you write tefillin on it, also, licht of all of divrei chayil. So now one is not, he didn't write anything on it, but he just made this cloth for tefillin. Also, licht of all of divrei chayil. Tazmane ki hagavne leguf akdushe. If a person prepared something, leguf akdushe, milsa he, and it's also divrei chayil. Now, we're up to Mishneh Brura Sivkot Mechav Gimel. Milsahi. So he says, after the Siv Aleph, Kaimulon, the Mutter Leshanes, Ashel Rosh, Loiridai Miktushosai, Mitam Dazmona Lav Milsahi. Now, in Siv Aleph, we learned if a person had made batim, he didn't wear them. He made batim for shalosh. There was asmone leguf hakdusha. And now he wants to use these batim for shalyat, which is a hirado mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala. So we had learned its mutter since there was only asmone. And here we're saying, even though there was only asmone, one is not permitted to write divrei chol on it. That's the kasha. After besif aleph kaimulon, the mutter l'shanos hashel rosh ulahiridai mitushos mitam da hazmona lav milsei. If there's only a preparation l'shem kedusha, it does not aser it to be moirid mitkedusha chamura lekedusha kala. After shom hu gufa kedusha, he prepared it for tefillin shel rosh. Shani hosam, dal koponim oisebem kedusha ktas. So in Sif Aleph we're speaking about, he prepared these batim for shalosh, And now he wants to use it not for shalosh, he wants to use it for shalyat. So I'm using it for a lesser kedusha. So then we say hazmona lav milsehi, and I'm allowed to use it. Avol hocha aloi loitze lasis bem domo chil. But here we're speaking about he had a klaf. He prepared this klaf for tefillin. Later he found out he doesn't need this klaf. He wants to use this to write a get. He wants to use this to write a ksuba. That's what he wants to do. So now he has a klaf and it's a shot. Uze mahani asmone beguf haktusha.
Is that
it? It's also, yeah. So that's what we're saying over here. Definitely. It's a shtar. A get, a ksub, it's a shtar. It's an ischaivis. It's not kedusha. Then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. That's because that's called a kedusha kala. This is kedusha. But for divrei chayil, it's also, this is a god amelik aloch. That means a person made a klaf and thought for a mezuzah. And then later it seems he has other klaf and he doesn't need this klaf. He wants to use it for a get, so it's also. Okay, it would be mutter. That's malam bekaydish lochayil. Zama ani azmon ne begufa kedusha. Fine. That's right, not decrease. But that is Zavke.
So we've learned several long time ago that I still learned the cost of silk for the
That's another lot of din in the klaf. That's a din in the ksive. That has been considered. That's another din in the ksive. The oisi is that's another din. About kapanim, the we had before by the ibut klaf, which is more choshev. The say the teira tefillin and mezuzah. Al kapanim. So let's So then he brings. Let's just skip this up. We won't get to the magen avraham says others hameiko, but we're machma. But so he says you're not allowed to use it for davar shel chayil unless I made it tonight. I made it tonight if I want to. So the hazmona alone was not in the hazmona. I put in a condition. If I want, I won't use it. A tnai will help by hazmona leguf hakedusha. Now there's a merdik echidush. Miu. That's called I prepared a klaf l'shem tvilin. So that's called a hazmona. It's a preparation for guf hakedusha. So then the din is, so you're not allowed to write divrei chayil on it. Made it tonight, it's mutter. Miu. Now this is Mordik Negeya. Im Hizchel Lichtayim ala Klaf Sefer Torah Tzulun Amizuz. What happens, not he was preparing it for Guf HaKdusha, he started writing on it. Oy Shartis Vekoydish. Oy Afilu Al Hanayol. Now this is a Mordik Echidish. A person is writing on a paper, Chiddush Teira. He writes on that paper, Chiddush Teira, wants to say a Chiddush. So now, the writing, Divrei Teira, on a piece of paper, is not called Asmona Leguf HaKdusha. This is called, there was Asiya. He wrote Divrei Teira on it. Now, so he wrote his paper, he's writing Chiddush Teira, and then someone tells him, something he has to call him up. What's your phone number? So he tells him. So he wants to write down the phone number on this paper also. Or cut off the paper. That's also. And Shodik. This was an asiyah. A Mordik Echidish. Also listeim achakach olam divrechel lekula alme. So if a person wrote divrei teire, on a paper, which is Mordik Negeya. God Rav Moshe says, if a person wrote Marim Bekoimis, which to a lot of people doesn't mean anything. Ksoisim and Kuzbeisim, Kotten Gimel, and this. So that's not called Dibrei Torah. So that's not called, he did something. But if a person wrote Dibrei Torah, not Psukim, he wrote Dibrei Torah. Agav Urche, let's just go off a tangent a minute. I mean, this is Shrekla Chazachim, and people on invitations, they send out invitations for Chasmas. Oidi Shama Bar Yehuda Bechutzish Leit Psukim, it's a pella. It's a pachat. Rabbi Yashu says you have to cut it off and put it in Shemes. I mean, all these people who are doing it is Rachman and Etzlon. You don't need that. You're writing it. No. Yeah, you write a posik, you know. Yeah. Sometimes, and it's not only the gay of this, if a person that Rabbi Yashiv speaks about, a nice rapper, Shemir Shemayim. You see, right? He's writing a posik, and what is that person going to do with it? God, I saw a Shreklach Hazach in the Community Connections 2 weeks ago. There was something about, or 3 weeks ago, there was about the eclipse. So it brings down the whole Gemara about an eclipse and a posik. Achman and Islam. I mean, these are psukim. So I was busy tearing it out and putting it in Shemus. I mean, we have these are Shrekel Chazach and about Kaponim. But let's talk about this thing. This thing also lichtev achakach divrei chayil lekulei alme. God, someone speaks about the Mishnah Locha, speaks about, let's say, if I have a pad and I start writing divrei Torah on one page of the pad, but the shteger is you tear off each page. So then each page is not considered, so each page is a different entity. So then there wouldn't be such a loche. But Al Kaponim, this is a Muradik aloche. Also, lichtev achekach olav divrei choyl lekulei alme, if a person wrote divrei teure on a piece of paper, so the whole paper became the Scottish. This is not hazmone, this is mamish. This is a ma'ase shel guf hakedusha. V'afilu tnai le'mahani b'zeh, afilu tnai won't help. Fine. Okay, so this is this halacha, which is Muradik Negeya. Now let's finish the sif. Now the Mechaber speaking about a suda. The Mechaber is speaking about that I had a kerchief, I had a shawl, and a scarf, and I'm using it, I want to use it to wrap up the tefillin. So the Mechaber feels, oh, it's Azmenei V'loi Tzorboi. What if I decided I'm going to use this scarf to wrap around my tefillin? Oh, Tzorboi V'loi Azmenei, or he didn't think that to you, but he wrapped up the tefillin once, Shogi Lemeitza Bozuzi, so then nothing happened yet. That means to make something for Tashmisha Kedusha. That means you wrap around tefillin with a scarf, so the tefillin becomes Tashmisha Kedusha, which has halachas on it. This is Davke, if there were these two factors, there was an intent it should be used to wrap around the tefillin, and also you wrapped around the tefillin, but one without the other doesn't create any dinner. No, Dafka, or no, if you think for one time usage, it's no problem. So forget about it. Then there's no problem. A continual usage, that's right. And for Kata Tobe is also a continual usage, then it gets a dinner Tashmish Kedusha. Yeah. Now he said Tobe V'loy Azmanei. But if he wrapped her, he didn't think to use the scarf, but he put the tefillin today in the scarf. So the din is, it's nothing. You can use the scarf for its own use. So now the Mishabu says, Peirish, Lefi Shor, he put it, now, I didn't put it for put it now. He wants to wrap around the tefillah. The Gambis Stomer, Afilah, he didn't think anything, but now he wraps it around. Afilim also came, Pa'omim Harbe, Afilah did this many times. That means he had tefillin. He doesn't have a tefillin vital. Oh, he had a bright idea. He has a scarf. So Mamela, so he wrapped today around with the scarf. Tomorrow he also did it with the scarf. Ach, shebechol pama yefisho derech aray. But it was only each time he did it, it was done today. I'm doing it. I don't have a tefillin vital to do with the scarf. Lo niskadish ayateze. Avol imtso bo bekvias. There was no azmane, but I took my scarf and I thought, oh, I don't have a tefillin baitel, so I'm going to use this scarf. I'm going to use this to wrap around my tefillin. He does this now every day. Oishet sobo afilu pamachas ach shet sobo adaita dekviusa. The Ainishiros Bedata Lameitza Botomit. That means that he wrapped around the scarf and he made up his mind he doesn't have a tefillin bite, he's going to wrap around with this scarf the tefillin. Afilulay Azmne Mekore Gamkein also, because that alone, the wrapping around with an intent to use it always for to wrap around the throne, the avakasim nevitzolve. The impirish almanaslef anoisim. But if when he wraps it around, he says, I'm not doing this forever, I'm just doing it when I want, I can use it for my own use. Afilitzolve come upon him, kamasne meikore. That's the thing we have done before muta. If he made something l'shem tefillin, not only he designated it for tefillin, he made a tefillin baito, so then afilu, he made a tenai, he doesn't want to put tefillin there always, it becomes awesome. That if he was sobe, it doesn't become kodesh. Avol kozman shatfilin shom emitech hakovid niach yachet shom kamois al yikshirem bekeshe b'tnayas. But this is one new aloche. That means if I wrapped around my tefillin now with my scarf, there was no hasmone, and I just want to do it now. So others hold, but al kaponim. So the scarf does not become tashmishe kedusha. The scarf is not kodesh because I'm only doing this temporarily. There's no hazmona. But kozman the tefillin are there. Don't put your car keys there and your money there also, because that's not a covet for the tefillin. That you can go and make a different kasha. You have a long scarf, so a chelik of the scarf you can wrap around your tefillin, and the chelik of the scarf, it didn't become kodesh, and the chelik of the scarf you can tie around with your car keys or your money, but together the money with the car keys, that is if it's not, the problem is not the scarf, the problem is, it's not the covet of the tefillin that they should be together. Simen mem gimel. Din echli snaig betfilin bekonse lebeisa kise. And we will see. There's a mura bika halacha here, which some we are not aware of, but we'll come to this halacha. Now it's a little complicated, so we'll go slow. Also, likones lebeis akise kavua. A base akise kavua means this was a place that was destined. A person is oisetz chachov. He's oisetz chachov there. It's a bathroom that he's oisetz. Well, let's speak in our language. We'll talk about a urinal in a bathroom. So here we're talking about a bathroom that is Eisit Chochel. Fine, is Eisit Chochel. Ka'osa likonis lebeis ha'kisei kavua lahashtin betvilen sheberoisha. That he wants to be mashtin betvilen sheberoisha. He wants to be Eisit Tanen. Plus he wants to go into a bathroom to be mashtin. So he's not allowed to do it. Why is he not allowed to do it? And here we're speaking about, we'll see, he's sitting down. We'll see, the sitting down is for a different reason. Because maybe while he's sitting down, he'll have an urge to lasiyas gedoylem. So mamele chazal asad that he should not wear the tefillin. So let's just explain what we just said now. Theoretically, a person would be, without this gezeira, without this gezeira, what? After Lumi Darabona, he allowed out the gezeira. We'll see, Mirah de Kezachim. To urinate is mutter. And the Mishneh Berurah says, the reason is, this is chayav shel adam. This is, especially people who were drilled the whole day, but it's irrelevant. This is a normal procedure that a person urinates. Some mele meika hadin. This is mutter. Meika hadin. This is mutter to urinate with the tefillin on, and we will see lemaisa could be negeil lemaisa that is taka mutter. Peskes is also. Peskes is. No. No, that's a difference. That's not Chayim Shalodom. Chayim Shalodom is, he should, no. Peskes is also. No, we're not talking about, this is a normal, Chayim Shalodom means that this is a normal action that a person does. Hashtone is a normal action that a person does frequently, Mistame. So, Meikar Hadin, a person, unless there's other problems involved, then it would be also. But let's just mention this. Mayudika Mishnah Berurah later, we should just picture this. Is a Mordecai Mishnah Berurah. We'll see later. There's a Machlokes the Rambam and not like this Machaber. The Mishnah Berurah paskens lahaloche meikar adin b'shas hadchak. You know what b'shas hadchak is? He says a Mordecai kei shas hadchak. Shas hadchak means in as follows. I'm in the middle of birchas krishme and I have to be mashtin. Now, if I'll go to a urinal, we'll see there's no problem with Shema Yasa Tzchochov. So I'll be able to go to the urinal, I'll be mashtin, and I'll come back and I'll make Tzula B'tzibo. If not, I'll miss Tzula B'tzibo. This is called Ashas Hadchak. So the Mishnah Berurah says, La'aloche, this is such a case, Shas Hadchak, you go into the urinal with the Shel Rosh, with the Shel Yad, and I'll tell you, Me'ikar Adin with the Talus also. With the Talus as well, a Talus to go into a Beis HaKisei is also not Gefelech. It's not Nochein, it's not proper. A Talus in the Beis HaKisei is right. So to go, he can go with a talus filling in the urinal and be mashtin, and then go back and you may through the tibur. Gevaldi. As I say to Mishnah Berurah. What? We paskin like that. And Ochet Chabed, but just one thing, let me tell you two things. Oh, yeah, you wash your hands, sure. Oh, okay, we'll say, it could be you unrolled the chalik for a different reason. Oh, a case that you can make, that is easy not to wear tefillin there. Shema Yafet Rochav, that, I'm sorry, you missed the limit, I'm sorry. But let's talk about another case. We'll talk about a case that a person wants to go, he doesn't have a urinal, he wants to go outside, and there's a dos, and he wants to be mashkin outside. So in Olcheis Rabbeinu, they bring down, someone saw this by the stipler. The stipler did this. The stipler was right before, it was right before Shemena Esrei, and he wanted to, he had to be mashkin with someone, he wanted to make tefillin b'tzibur. So he went with the talis and the tefillin, and he was mashkin, and then he came back. What? You know what? Yeah, tefillin b'tzibur b'minyan, yeah. But there's a meritika orach hashulchan, we have to take this with a grain of salt. The Orach HaShulchan says that if people see this, people, Chil Hashem, Hashem is Shemayim. So the Orach HaShulchan says, so now we're playing around. Because of the ignorance of people, that means if you learn Halacha, Rabbi, this is Mutter. That's if you know Halacha. But if you don't know Halacha, so, tell us too much. That's a Chil Hashem. So then the Orach HaShulchan says, you're not allowed to do it. So you need these, make sure no one is watching you. What? No. That's also called the Chil Hashem. That means it's brought down to Baishbol. He said, Atiyu kavodim ha-mishamshim esarav amanas lekabel pras. And the Gemara says, on this case, the Mishnah says, Shem Shemaim Neschal Ola Yoda. That's called the people, they didn't understand it properly. That's also called the Chil Hashem. If it's two ways how to look at it. That means a person is mashin with tefillin, so you can look at it, since it's Chayov Shalodom, Chazal Wamata. And it's a melech, it's mutter, so it's mutter mikradin. But a person who's an amaoritz, he says, he understands it differently. So the tune has nothing to do, the tune doesn't have any chashib. So someone who understands differently, Chil Hashem is the way the other person understands it. But this lemaisa, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down la'alocha. Piskei Tshuvos brings us down la'alocha. Be that the maisa d'ochas chabeinu. La'alocha, if it's a shas, a tchak, a person, meikar adin, is permitted to be mashtin in a place where it's not, the gzeire is not applicable, so he's permitted to be mashin with the tefillin. There's no gzeire, there's no issa. Chazal wamata, since it's chayom shalodo. So they were matter this. Asiyas Rochav is also, and that's also, but they were not matter this in tefillin. But this is mutter. And so you have to understand the people who were tefillin the whole day, that's what they did. They did. They worked the whole day, and this is what they did. It's Chayim Shalom, this is mutter. What? Yeah, just one more. Forget he speaks about if a person has a keli to be mashtin. He has his own, he has a room and he has a keli to be mashtin in, so it's no problem. So it's mutter. Okay, now let us, so this is an eye-opener. What? That's normally chai. Yeah. No. Okay. Lahash. Now let's start again. The machado. Osa likones lebeisa kisei kavua. Now a beisa kisei kavua one is not permitted to enter beisa kisei kavua lahashtin betulin shebaloishe. Why? That since he's in a base kisei kavua, which it is possible to tell asiyah, that is also asiyah's gedolim is also. So memela, so that's also. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Lahashtin, amogin avlam besiv katan test kosov, demashe kosov amachaber lahashtin lirvusa noka. Afilu lahashtin, af api shulchayim shalodom, also likoneis v'choshkein shaloi letzairach. So So now let us just say, let's go a little further. That means if a person is not going in Lahashtin, he wants to go into this Beis HaKisei for different reasons. He wants to go into he's wearing tefillin, and then the police come in and he's afraid they have a tiny, he goes into the Beis HaKisei, shuts the door. This is also. Why is this also? He has no intent. Because it's a mokim mizuim, you're not allowed to bring tefillin into such a place. It's a mokim mizuim. But if he's doing it because he needs it lahashtin, so then Chazal wavered it. There's chayim shalom, so we don't look at this. So that's the chiddush. Also, likoneis lebeis hakisei kavu lahashtin. That means if it's not lahashtin, so tabokim mizuyin, he's not allowed to go in with the tefillah. But if it's lahashtin, I have a legitimate reason for going in. But this is a because Shema Yasset Chochem. Tafilu lahashtin, Ava B'Yishir Chaim Shalom, the Moshe Likonis, V'choshken Shalom Litzayt. What? They never met. It seems that Asiyas Gedolim, Asiyas Gedolim is also B'Tvillim. That's finished. The difference between Gedolim and Ketanim, Gedolim is also. Gedolim is also. Yes.
I saw
that one.
My friend is waiting
for me. Oh, I have the slightest such a thing. We'll come at the year. You and the year. We'll talk about him. Okay. That's okay. Shema Yaseh Ben Tzrochov. B'tfilin sheberoishoi, so there's an issa to wear b'tfilin sheberoish. V'hu adin, v'zroyenami yoso ma'ay taime. That you're not allowed to wear tefillin, that means lasay tzroch of g'doylem is also. That's also. The hudin, v'hodinokat b'roish, b'almutim oichsam b'yodei, if he's not wearing them, if he's holding them, we'll talk about it soon. V'im oichsam b'yodei. But now we have a Beis HaKisei Kavua. He took off the tefillin. We said you're not allowed to wear tefillin a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Maybe a Beis HaTzrochav. Fine. He took off the tefillin. He's holding it in his hand. So there's no problem. There's no problem. Since he's not wearing the tefillin, we'll see. He's holding it in his hand. B'yadoi. He's holding it in his hand. And we'll see. V'yodei rotzoloima v'vigdoi v'yad yemine k'neged liboy k'moshe kosav v'sich eg. Now, we'll talk about this soon, but it means as follows. He's wearing a baguette. He's not wearing this. You know how to wear tefillin in a Beis HaKisei Kavua? You might oise tzrochov. Afilu on the tzad, he's oise tzrochov. Afilu is oise tzrochov. Let's go to the worst scenario. If the tefillin are wrapped up in his baguette, and he's holding it with his right hand, there's no problem. So he can be oiset tzrochav. Now, what's the inyan of holding it with the right hand? Because if it's oiset tzrochav, he'll be mikaneach with the left hand. So Mamela says, good. If you hold it with your left hand, it's bitter. You might be mikaneach with your right hand. So I'll kapon him. But if he holds it with his right hand, he's mekaneach. If he holds it with his right hand, so there's no problem. He won't be kaneach with this hand. If he holds it with the left, he might be kaneach with the hand he's holding the tefillin. But he holds it with the right hand, so memele, he won't be mekaneach with this hand. He's mekaneach with the left hand. And so then it's mutter. So then, also, what, he's not wearing the tefillin. He's holding the tefillin. The tefillin are covered in his baguette. And so then it's mutter. He'll be Yisrach, he'll be Yisrach. So then, b'moichsam b'yodai mutter lahashtim b'hem b'beis HaKisei Kavua. If he's holding it, it is mutter. V'ahainu, now the Ramah explains the Mechaba. That's what we said. Now let's just give a little hakdama that we'll be able to understand what there's another halacha. If a person is mashtin, mu'umid, in the oifen, he's mashtin, mu'umid, in a place that there's a chash that nitzaitzis of the meiraglayim may fall on his feet. There's such a chash if he doesn't have a besa kise and he has a hard floor and he'll be mashtin, so the nitzaitzis will fall on his feet. So then, if he holds the tefillin in his hand, we're afraid of a different problem. We're afraid he's holding the tefillin in his hand, and I don't want to wipe up the meiraglayim with his hand. So then, that's also, you're not allowed to wipe up the meiraglayim with your hand while you're holding the tefillin. So that's what we said, that one is permitted to be mashtin in a base akisei kavua. If he's holding it in his hand, so there's a mavainu davke shemashtin miyushav, that is mashtin miyushav sitting down. The leka lemeches when it's oitzis, so there's nothing but to worry about. There won't be any nitzoitzis. So what's the problem? The problem is he might be oitzis rocha if he's holding it in his right hand, no problem. The nitzoitzis, there's no nitzoitzis. Avo mashtin mu'umid, but if a person will be mashtin mu'umid in a besa kisei kavua, where there is a chash of nitzoitzis, pshita da'osa, so then he can't be mashtin, after he's holding the hand also, the odif mi besa akisei arai, which we'll have soon, that's also told in the hand, shema yishav shiv nitzoitzis. V'hu adin, another case, imashtin miyushiv ibaofo tichuach, that is, he's sitting down in the basic kisei arai. So he's sitting down, which also the chash will not be of nitzoitzis, ibaofo tichuach, or the earth that he's being mashtin in will absorb the meiraglayim, it will not spritz on him, is the leka nitzoitzis. So then, Beveisa Kisei Arai Nami Shori. Then it's permitted in the Beveisa Kisei Arai. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Pshita da Osa, Boichzon Beyodoi, Shema Yikaneach HaNitzoitzis. Boadink Shem Beroishay da Osa, Dachshim Neshema Yeshiv Yasa Bem Tzrocho. This is the Beveisa Kisei Kavua. Tichuach, Oy Bemokim Midrein. B'mokim midrein, so the dumpy nitzoitzit. Nami shoy, then it's mutter. So it comes out, let's just see, we'll stop here. So it comes out of a lamaisa, a urinal is, if a person goes outside, maybe there's a chash of nitzoitzit. But if a person has a urinal, or it could be if he has a keli, he's mashtin in a keli, so then l'chayre, we don't have this chash of nitzaitis. We don't have the chash of nitzaitis either. So look, what? Could be. Okay. You have to. Okay, so that's... okay, so we'll stop here. Okay.
Somebody